from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Dig your cleats in.
Line drive sailing away from Molden.
Oh!
An impossible catch. Oh, my goodness.
This is the Hot Corner with Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
Covering all things baseball, the big leagues, and the MLB to Portland.
And there's another rocket. Mike Trout has tied it up with an absolute bomb to the top of the facade in left center field. Talk about Stanton territory. Trout hammers it, and it's 4-4, 473 feet.
Now, here are your hosts, Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. For it must be a Tuesday, and baby, oh baby, this is a hot Tuesday.
Let's go! Stay inside and not go outside.
Patrick Harris, Joe Fisher with you, as we always are on Tuesday. Schultzy on the ones and twos. Schultzy, I heard you on Dirt and Sprague this morning.
Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Apparently just showed up. Just dirt walked in the studio, and there he was sitting in the one chair.
Well, that's how you do it. You know, you got to fight for your right.
He was just there.
I did say this on the show. The best ability is availability. I was more so referring to professional athletes, but I think that's true in this.
If you could send that over to Royce Lewis for my fantasy team, that would be amazing.
Anthony Rendon, paging Anthony Rendon.
You know, I almost text you, Joe, today about, can we start the show with me just blasting Anthony Rendon? And then I realized, you know what? Toxic environments are not worth my time. It's not worth my time. It's not worth my effort.
I saw a fun stat about him. We're getting really baseball right away, but The most games he's played in a season for the Anaheim Angels.
I believe the answer is around 50. I think it's 56.
The season that it happened, though. Do you know what season it was?
I believe it's 2021.
No, it was the COVID season.
Nice.
Oh my God. There was only 60 games.
I listen to a lot
of God's sakes.
I listen to a lot of MLB radio. And like on my way into work, and you know, those guys, I love it. There's a guy who like talks like that, like he's
Scott Farrell.
He's about to like cough every time, like you're a smoker, dude. Like I was a smoker. I know smokers, and doing this job, I know like you're like, you know, I just Anthony Rendon's coming out tonight. And then he hits the cough button and goes,
just dying.
But yeah, I know. I heard that they were like, the most games he's ever done is like in the 50s. And I thought they said 2021, but I love that it's the COVID season. So it's like his most, from a percentage standpoint, full season he's done. Because if he did 50 games in the COVID season, he's probably like 85% of
games. Yeah, something like that. Yep. I think that's how math works.
That guy is such a loser. Such a loser.
Yes, he is quite embarrassing.
POS.
Yeah, again, very, very baseball-y right away.
I know. I don't like
he
that.
He is woof.
I don't like that. Hi, friends. I watched Canada, Argentina today.
Buddy, you'd be so proud of how much soccer I have watched.
Yeah, you jumping on board?
This last weekend, I believe Friday through Sunday. Sunday there weren't any games besides the Timbers game.
Which I went to.
Solid little game to go to.
93 degrees.
Solid little game to attend.
Solid little game to go. Well, the first half was great. The second half was just like, oh, God. Nothing happened. It was 4-0 Timbers at half.
That definitely sounds like something happened.
It was 4-0. And then Nashville got a red card. And I was like, this is so much fun. Like, we're sweating. We hate life. But goals are being scored. So we're high-fiving everybody.
Making out
awesome.
With people.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, wow, this second half is going to be so great. Final score 4-1. And it's like nothing happened in the second half. And we're just like, oh, my God, can we leave now?
Maybe they got too hot as well. The players are all just like, both teams just like, all right, we're getting
let's just
here.
Let's just get to the 90th and call this. Yeah, man, I'm Soccer Joe now.
Soccer Joe in the house. Well, then who you got tomorrow, Colombia, Uruguay? Sorry, Uruguay.
Yeah, which we have determined the most fun southern Central American country to say.
Without a doubt, Uruguay.
Uruguay. I'm going to go to Colombia.
Yeah, you like a little Jaimez Rodriguez? You like a little Luis Diaz?
Is Jaime Rodriguez...
Luis Diaz plays for Liverpool, so you know I'm watching him, but Darwin Nunez on Uruguay.
That's true.
That's my boy, too.
Jaime Rodriguez, was he not the Colombian player who had just a kick-ass World Cup?
In 2014.
Yes, that's right.
And then he signed with...
On fire.
Then he signed with Barcelona and then realized that he played the same position as Leo Messi and never played, and his career was terrible.
You know, can't really find the field when that happens.
Amazingly good-looking player. Just a good-looking guy.
He's a striking lad.
You look at him and you're like,
phew. Yeah, if this were Moneyball. If
Joe Fisher worked out, he'd look like that guy.
You know, if this were Moneyball, they would have drafted him first overall. Remember those scouts? He's got that look. His girlfriend's hot. He's ready. He just needs the coaching.
He's got the coward quarterback face or whatever.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of coward, I'll just put my hat on backwards.
And screw you.
No one can, like, take me seriously.
I do work out. I walk when I golf, okay? You know how many steps I get in a day?
Carts are for losers.
Actually,
walking is for closers.
Wrong.
Actually, I probably drive the cart way more than I should.
I actually don't want to golf. I just want to drive the cart.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the one.
I'll sit there. You guys take your tee shots. I got a little bevy. And then I'm like, hey, you ready to go? All right, let's do it.
It's the one thing I can incentivize my son with to like, hey, I want to go golfing. I'm taking you with. And he's just like, oh, please, no. Like, I don't know. I'm like, hey, once we get past the clubhouse, like at hole 3-4, I'll let you drive the cart.
And he's like.
He's like, can you throw in a McDonald's trip after it?
You're the best dad ever.
How about a Slurpee as well? He's a tough negotiator. I will say that.
Well, he's smart.
Rude.
I got to see him a couple weeks ago. I hadn't seen him in a little bit. He's a smart kid.
Oh, dude. And speaking of him and soccer, I'm about to become a travel team dad.
Oh, my God, Joe.
Yeah, I'm already, like, somewhat, like...
You need to go to the bank.
What have I gotten myself into?
Joe, I think you need to go to the bank. If you're about to be a travel soccer dad, you need to go to the bank and get a book of checks.
Get a loan?
Just so you are able to write money at any moment.
Yeah, I mean...
It's like American travel baseball kids. Like, when you look at Bryce Harper, when you look at Mike Trout, it's like, yeah... Yeah, your parents got money, huh?
Rich kid.
And then you look at the Dominican kids, and they're like Frankie Lindor and Javi Baez. They came from nothing Puerto Rico because their parents couldn't do anything. But in America, it's like, hey, write that check. My kid might be good.
Well, I will say the kid was fortunate enough to let the coach just be like, dude, we'll take care of him.
Ooh, really?
Yes. So I don't know how many seasons that's going to go on for, but I'm going to, you know, this year I was just like, listen, dude, Price is a non-starter to be on the travel team. He's like, we'll take care of him. We got him.
Well,
I am going to have to pay for the kits.
Sure.
And well, then
kits aren't bad.
That's nothing.
No, it's like $100+
compared to what it could be. That's
well,
yes,
I'm
exactly.
I'm real excited when Joe Fisher IV is on Team USA in 10 years.
Oh, dear God, please.
I can tell all my friends that I know Joe Fisher II.
Yeah, you better get me to...
Joe Fisher II is one of my favorite human beings ever. Yeah, Joe III. Yeah, Joe III. Yeah, whatever.
Medium Joe's cool as well, but...
No, get me to a game and get like a few cards signed for me, just like when this does happen in like 10, 15
years. I'm going to have a sign at the World Cup in 2045 that says, Medium Joe,
hell,
I know your grandpa. And just skip over his dad, because his dad's a little rough, but his grandpa, love him. Love Joe Fisher II.
He's solid company.
Fisher II, I'll get him an 18 of Coors, and we're going to get after it.
You know how solid he is? We're going camping this weekend, me and the entire family,
oh,
right?
Can I come?
I mean, if you want to make the trip, more than welcome.
Where
my sister
going?
Invited like 50 people.
Oh, God, I would come, and I would just be like...
Not, I mean, it's not actually 50, but like 20-something.
I would go to that camping trip and just be the Joe Fisher II handler. Like, I would just stand by him and be like, yo, Pops, what do you need?
Like a personal assistant.
You need a beer? Got it. Oh, I'm about to cook burgers. We're about to cook some meat. I'll be like, I'll get it out of the cooler.
See, here's the thing.
I'll be his personal assistant.
This is why he's clutch, is that me and him, we have to partner up for dinner on Saturday. So everybody, like, takes a meal, right? Like, this person's got breakfast on Sunday.
Been there, done that.
This person's got dinner on this night. So me and him, we're taking care of dinner on Saturday. Last year, we did ribs. So, like...
Sounds like a Joe Fish 2. Favorite thing to do.
Trust me. And I was like, yeah, I'm right there with you, man. We'll both do some ribs. And it was a lot of, you got this? Okay, I'm going to go down to the river and I'm going to go chill for a couple of minutes. I'll come back and check on you. And he is just sweating over the fire. And he was like, oh, fine. It's all good. It's all good. So this year, he was a few weeks ago, he's like, let's just do some burgers and dogs. And I was
showing
like,
his age a little bit there.
And I was like, dude, that's fine, because there's like, I think 5 or 10 more people coming this year than last. So we wanted to kind of make it expedite a little bit quicker.
Yeah, because you can do that quicker. Ribs take longer.
And I was like, dude, that's fine. I was like, I'm pretty sure someone's doing hot dogs on Thursday night, though, because some people are going Thursday. I'm going on Friday after the Fangolf Classic. And I was like, I think someone's doing dogs on Thursday. So then he calls me the other day. He's like, you know what? I just said F it. Let's do some ribs.
Aww.
And I was like, are you sure? And
he pivoted.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I got a couple racks. If you can grab a couple. He's like, we'll do the same thing as last year. I'll manage them and I'll, you know, be by the fire. And then you can check in every half hour and go by the river and hang out. I'm like, well,
what kind of ribs are you doing? Are you in St. Louis? Are you doing pork? Are you doing... I just want to know what kind of ribs you're doing here.
Beef ribs. Beef ribs are amazing.
Yeah, we will not be doing beef ribs, because those things are just, those dino ribs, those are gigantic.
Yes.
And
little pork baby.
Again, we need baby backs. Just something quick. We can run through those things. We can cook. Cook like 4 or 5. I think we might do like 5 or 6 racks.
It's an A-bomb from A-Rod.
I love it.
And it's going to be over charcoal. And
I can't wait to eat them.
The campfire. And my dad also bought like 3 or 4 crawfish traps, because we're going to put them down in the river and then catch some crawfish and boil
them. Getting higgy with it.
And then butter them up, garlic them up. And hopefully we catch like 100, because those things are tiny. Not a lot of meat on those things.
Not related, just thought that'd be fun.
I was going to say, we might have to mark that.
Tastes like chicken.
Yes.
What?
But I am stoked for the weekend. It's going to be a solid Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm jealous.
Fan Golf Classic and then camping right after.
I'm jealous. I had the Fam Golf Classic on my calendar. I was going to go out there. Me and Will Ortner were going to do real stupid things. But I have to go to rehearsal dinner because one of the homeboys is getting married on Friday.
Oh, that's the worst.
I'm going to a wedding on Friday.
I know.
He's one of my best friends in the world.
Why is he not getting married on Saturday, and then he had the rehearsal dinner on Friday?
Yeah.
Dates, bro. Availability.
Yeah,
I know.
Dude,
Saturday was
dude,
probably
Joe, you and I are poor, therefore we have poor friends.
Trust me. I know how the
Friday's
whole wedding
Friday's not
scene.
Cheap, though.
anywhere. Weddings aren't
cheaper than Saturday.
Weddings aren't cheap regardless of the day of the week.
Same rate at the venue that I went to.
A Wednesday wedding. That's that will probably knock it down a few bucks.
They don't offer Wednesday weddings.
Well,
they
I'm going to make
don't.
It happen.
They do.
You can put it on the board.
I think we've got a great weekend coming up. Plus, I've got a huge moment going on. I leave Tuesday next week. I will not be here next week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're bailing.
I leave Tuesday next week because I am taking my wonderful children to Disneyland.
Oh, hell yes. Yeah.
Dude, I looked at the weather today because of how crappy outside is right now. My first day in the park in Anaheim is a high of 79.
Oh, that hell yeah.
Sounds like heaven, bro.
Hell yeah,
96
brother.
Right now outside, by the way, still.
Let's go.
And I know we got a break, but I know about you guys. I have spent as little time as possible outdoors over basically since 4th of July.
It's terrible. I've been in the pub since July 5th every day, and it's like 82 degrees inside.
No. Are people coming in still?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Friday through today, nothing outside.
We got a rooftop patio.
Oh, that rooftop patio.
And you go up
fun.
There, man, and it's outside.
I snuck off to Seaside. So
you walk up the stairs, so the stairs go up, and then you take a little hitch, and then you turn, and then you go up a second flight. And once you turn at that little hitch, temperature goes up by about 20 degrees. And you walk out there, and you're like, hi, here's this pizza.
You need ice.
Do you need
anything
to get
else?
And they're like, can I get a water? And I'm like, go away. Oh, God, I'm dying.
You need to get iced. That's what you need. Yeah. That'll cool you down.
Oakley Dougley. Well, we got a baseball show for you. We are on the eve of the All-Star game. I can't wait to watch it. I'll watch it in sunny Anaheim when I get back to the house, courtesy of my streaming service that I use. But as we lead into that, we got a lot to get to. It's selections, snubs, home run derby. Also, we'd like to get into is this team that I bet on and ripped up a ticket because they look so good. Are they bad now? Plus, we can also look at one of the funnest things in baseball. Name that crappy owner. Because they're everywhere.
Yeah.
They're everywhere in baseball.
Hell, do it in all sports.
But we got one for the books. When we come back, let's dive straight into the home run derby. Participants, new rules, and everything. We'll do that next. The Hot Corner, Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
720 here, Portland Sports Leader. Don't you forget it. We are live from the shadows of the historic Fremont Bridge. There's the Vancouver Ford text line. All texts to the fan are via the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. This is right before during after the sale. Visit VancouverFord.com. That's 503-864-6326. Coming up, we'll dive into All-Star snubs, All-Star selections, and why it shocks me, but doesn't shock me in any way, shape, or form, that a division leader has one participant. So we're heavy All-Star this hour. Coming up in the second hour, we'll get into crappy ownership, plus is this team that I ripped up a gambling ticket for, are they actually bad, and do I regret that?
Are you taping it back together? Are you shuffling through the garbage, trying to find the pieces? Like I did at A&A 2 years ago.
I think that is long gone, so I can't believe for the first time in my life I might be rooting for them to win games. But let's start here in the Home Run Derby. Now, I got to ask a question to you guys.
No.
I don't want to go through the new rules this year, because I feel like...
Well, we already did, like, a week or so ago.
I know. But, like, so I don't want to do it again. But I also feel like the Home Run Derby is slightly bordering on pass interference rules, that every year it changes, that I can't keep up with it. So I just watch, and you tell me what it is.
Right. They explain it as it's happening. Yeah. By the way, new rule changes.
And I'm
here.
Like, okay, I will learn as you explain while it happens. So there's new Home Run Derby rules. We don't have the entire field yet.
We have everyone but like one or two players.
Yeah, I think we're missing one
or
two.
Close.
These are who we have right now. We have hotshot shortstop for the Orioles, Gunnar
and future winner of the Home Run Derby.
We have a two-time champion in Pete the Polar Bear Alonso,
who doesn't care about anything other than winning the Home Run Derby
and potentially being traded from the Mets.
No, doesn't care about that either. Literally just the Home Run Derby.
No, he just hits dingers.
That's the only thing.
We have Alec Bohm from the Phillies.
Or it could be Alec Bohm.
Ooh.
I do hate when you figure out you've been saying, like, he never corrected you and the whole media has been saying it wrong for 5 years.
Yeah, like...
Non si può stoparlo!
Like Mike Stanton?
Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, I know Mike Stanton.
Good old Mike.
Rashad Taylor, who I called Rashad Evans for about 3 years.
I think it was just on one show.
Hell, man.
I think it was when you were doing that remote show for the fantasy football draft party.
I was like, Rashad Evans in the house. And they were like, the 7-footer that strokes it?
No, they're a UFC fighter. What the hell?
Whoa!
What's he doing there?
Look who we've spotted.
We'll take the kid and Bobby Witt Jr. for the Royals.
Cool.
And Marcell Ozuna, who hits baseballs like he hits women. And
not cool.
Not cool. And the leader of RBIs that might set records this year, my personal favorite here, Jose Ramirez.
On your favorite team.
Down goes Anderson! Down goes Anderson!
On my favorite team.
Switch hitter, so we could have ourselves another Adley moment here.
Dude.
I hope he does it. I hope he starts lefty and then switches to the right.
I hope he does too. But part of me also hope he doesn't, because that Adley moment was so rad. And I don't want it to be something that everybody does, so you, like, minimize somebody that started it.
Hey, listen.
When Adley did that last year, and he hit, like, every pitch that came to him from the left side, he yacked out of the park.
Listen,
it was so amazing.
Do you think I want him to take that moment away from Adley? No. But it would be cool if he did it again, like 2 years in a row, if he's like, I'm switching to the right, and he himself hit like 8 in a row from the right side of the plate. I'd be like, dude, this is awesome.
It was amazing. So, yes, if Jose does that, I would absolutely love it. Is there anybody on this, format aside, well, the format will play itself out. I don't want to get into that again. Is there anybody in here that you really like for it? Pete Alonso's got to be the Vegas favorite, right? He's won two of them. He knows what he's doing there. Rules aside, is there anybody on this list that you think could honestly challenge Pete Alonso for this home run crown?
Now I'm curious if, I mean, because they don't have the full field release, if you can bet on...
I don't think so. I'm not
home
sure
run derby stuff right now.
Can you bet on other?
Yeah, like the take the field.
Take the field.
So how many guys is that, though? Just
let's
curious.
See. That's Jose, one. Jose's six. One.
So we need two
Marcell's
more.
Marcell's two.
Bohm, Alonso, Witt.
Witt, three.
Yeah, six.
Bohm, four. Alonzo 5, Gunner 6. So we're waiting on two more.
I mean, come on. You know who I like in this. You know who I'm rooting for in this.
Cal Raleigh.
Oh, if Big Dumper is in there?
He
hell
might,
no.
He might actually win, but he just can't
Stop.
Hit for average. Stop. But he hits dingers. He just can't hit for average.
Joe, I know you're going to like Gunner.
Yes.
And I actually kind of like Gunner, too, because I think he is the best contact hitter of everybody there. But is he enough to get Pete? I mean, Pete's the kind of guy that's like, I hit dingers.
Yeah, but also, I don't want Pete Alonso to win it. Like, I appreciate his passion and his enthusiasm for participating in the Home Run Derby until he literally cannot play anymore.
I believe he would be the first ever three-time winner.
Well, okay, you've had your moment, all right? Go away. Like that. At this point, I want to see different players. If he did win it, you know, cool, whatever. First three-time winner, awesome. But when you participate in it every single year, when you've been in it for the last 14 years, then it doesn't really matter how many you've won. And quite frankly, just looking at the field as it is right now, I would like to see Jose Ramirez win it outside of Gunnar Henderson, just for the sense of this is before the season we were talking about. I mean, we knew how great Jose Ramirez was, but his peers voted him as one of the most underrated players in the league. He's having an amazing year. He might lead the league in RBIs. That's if Judge continues his slump. And I think it would just be one of those moments for him in his career that it's like, yeah, I'm that guy. I'm one of the best players in the league. And don't forget my name. Don't forget who I am. And the whole underrated title will have another reason to not be true.
Yeah, I didn't think about this. Like, I was looking at it and kind of going like, I mean, I'm thinking like Bobby Witt, Gunnar Henderson, you know, I'm like, give me one of these young, especially shortstops. Give me one of these, you know, I dream of the days of Nomar, A-Rod, Tejada, Jeter. Like, that's what we grew up with. I always dream of another shortstop battle. So I instantly go to Gunnar and Bobby for that. But I think you're onto something there, Joe. How big is the Pete Alonso star? Is the Pete Alonso star bigger than it actually should be? Like, what if the Mets decide to trade and you can get Pete Alonso, doesn't he cost more than he probably should?
Probably just
because of his star.
Yeah, well, I guess. I mean,
a lot of home runs.
Now, is his star not bigger because A, he's in New York, but B, he's won two home run derbies?
I think it's, I mean, listen, doing a home run derby definitely helps people know who you are, gets your name out there more. You do multiple home run derbies, you win multiple home run derbies, that's great, but also it's a game, like it's a contest,
yeah,
to see how many home runs you can hit. You've heard many times over the years why guys don't want to do it because it messes with their swing.
Bobby Abreu is the number one.
It's like literally
Bobby Abreu is a stat chaser.
It's
won
gimmicky.
A home run derby and then was terrible afterwards.
Yeah, I just remember one year he had like 99 RBIs and he's like, I gotta get 100, and that's all we heard about for the last week.
But I think I'm with you, Joe. I think if Jose Ramirez were to walk through this home run derby and win it, it might be the last catalyst to get the average fan to know who he is.
He's like, dude, this guy's good. Because then
Cleveland's the scariest team in baseball right now. If the playoffs start right now, yeah, I don't want to play the Yanks. I don't want to play the Orioles. I don't want to play the Braves. I don't want to play the Phillies. I don't want to play the Dodgers. But you're like, wow, I missed all them. I get the Guardians. You're like, oh, hell.
Yeah, I mean, if I were to like rank the six of least to first of as far as who I want to see win it, Marcell Ozuna, dead last. I'd probably go Pete Alonso second to last on that.
Might be, yeah, because we've seen him do it a couple times. And I love the polar bear. Polar bear is my favorite animal.
Alec Boehm, I would probably put third on this list.
I'm more of a Bryson Stott guy.
And then I'm going Bobby Witt third, Jose Ramirez second, and Gunnar Henderson
Gunner
first. Because Bobby,
I think the average, to take away from your fandom not hating on you, I think the average would swap it.
Yeah.
But you want Gunner because, and honestly, if Gunner wins, I love Gunner.
And I think Bobby Witt is such an electrifying player that him winning it and you know, rising his star in the league as well.
Yeah.
With a home run derby championship, I think that would be awesome as well.
Not trying to burst your bubble on the Jose Ramirez inclusion,
but I'm about to.
I'd love to see
you know, I don't want to sound racist. Enter racism.
Yeah, exactly. But, and not the racism, it's something bad about Jose Ramirez, but not really that bad. I don't remember. This is his first home run derby, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And I would assume that these numbers are a little bit boosted by that, like, new left field, or excuse me, that right field wind tunnel that's kind of getting a lot of home runs out for a lot of those Guardians. So essentially, numbers not just for Ramirez, but the entire team increasing across the board for home runs. I wonder if that's going to vault him into this contest. And I kind of wonder if he's actually going to be competitive. I'd like to see one of the young shortstops. I mean, I was in on Julio when he was in it. I understand why Joe wants Gunnar to win it. I'd love to see him or Bobby Witt Jr. win it. Those two having just like a 40 home run round each against each other, be insane to see.
Well, I think what's interesting about Jose, and we'll get out on this because I don't want to spend too much time on it. I think what's interesting with Jose Ramirez is that he's not a home run hitter. He is a pure hitter. Like, he hits the pitches that come to him. So if it's down and away, he can bloop that into the gap and get a double. If it comes over the plate, he's going to hit that to left or right, depending on the side that he's hitting on.
Yeah.
He is the kind of guy that's like, I hit singles, I hit doubles. He's like we always say about the Astros. Jose Ramirez is death by a thousand cuts. And if you throw meat over the plate, he's going to knock it to the outfield. But if it's kind of down and away or inside, he's going to turn on it or pull it, push it, whatever he needs to do, and drop it where someone ain't. So I think that, to Jordan, to your credit, I think that's what makes Jose, probably Vegas-wise, a hard pick. But from a player-wise, I'm rooting for Jose.
And last part here, and I know that we already have a Cleveland Guardian in it, but if there is one player that I want included in this home run derby as one of the last participants, Josh Naylor.
Shohei. Oh, Josh Naylor.
Dude, please have Josh Naylor.
Well, there. I want
Josh. He would be so much fun.
I want Josh Naylor to hit the game, the home run derby winning home run, and take his helmet off and like throw it at the guy who threw him the ball and knock him out cold.
Dude, I want to see him out there because if he does anything good, makes it past the first round, like his celebration, he will freak the F out.
He will freak out.
Dude, it will be great.
I could see him run around the bases after he hit his game winning. Rip his shirt off, throw the bat, and then
do the truffle shuffle, something
and then
like that.
Have like a 160 batting average for the rest of the season. But he was it was worth it.
No, he's not a Mariner. There were off-season rumors that the Mariners wanted Josh Naylor, but no, since he is on Cleveland's team still, he will be fine.
Well, maybe he could be Jazz Chisholm. Who knows? All right, when we come back, let's get into the All-Star. We got selections. We got players. Anybody you see on this that you don't like, anybody you want to get some love to, open on your All-Stars for the 2024 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. We'll do that next. But first, there's Schultzy with sports. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom like we always do. Plus, we'll touch on, does this team that I bet on to lose that started to win a lot, are they sucky?
Plus, are they straight cheeks, bro?
Plus a check in on crappy owners, which we love to do in sports. But we're here with the All-Star game that will be, that will be on Tuesday.
A week from now.
That I will record and watch from Anaheim. I will watch it late at night, so don't text me, okay?
I won't. Have you ever been to their stadium in Anaheim?
No, I actually looked into it because we have Disneyland on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we're staying in Anaheim on Saturday coming home on Sunday. And I was you're Disneyland, so your pocketbook is gone anyway. So what's like five people's outfield seats? They're out of town.
That sucks.
Yeah.
You literally just ran into the problem with me going to Arizona in September. I'm going there for 5 days, and they will be out of town the entire
time.
The
worst part is I think they're in Oakland.
God, yeah, that is even worse.
They might as well just tell the A's, you know what, you're just going to come down here.
I think the Doyers are in town, if I looked at it, but driving from Anaheim to L.A.
No.
On Saturday, traffic was a hard pass.
The Angel Stadium, I remember going to in 2010. I mean, they got some really big hats outside the stadium, which are kind of cool, like the big Angels hats that, and they it's funny because they actually have the actual sizing, the New Era size of the giant metal hats that are outside the stadium.
Oh yeah,
and they say that they're like 734 5/8 or something like that.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty funny.
The true New Era hat size.
Yes, yes, exactly.
7.5, guilty as charged.
Wearing 7.25 right here.
7.5, 7.375. It
varies. Depends on your hair.
It varies on the hair, the hat, if the sweat has shrunk it down, the moisture a little bit. So.
I did, yeah, with the chubby and high school like shaggy hair, it was a 7.375.
My friends, I look at you and all these people, you know, we love to snubs and blah, blah, blah. But let's be positive here. Is there anybody you saw that made the All-Star game this year that you kind of just looked at and went, you know what? Good for you.
Good for
you. I'm
that
so
guy.
Happy to see that you made it. Is there anybody for you guys that you look at and say, yeah, yeah, I'm fully in on this?
Just looking across the rosters and everything. 1, 2, 3, 4 Baltimore players that I'm happy for. Honestly, I will say I'm glad Jordan Westberg made it.
You should. I think that's a real thing.
And I know he's a sub in for Devers, but still he
and
is.
And bias aside, I think that's a great thing to say.
He's had a great year. I think I saw that he's like God, what's the stat? WPA, like winning percentage added or winning, I forget the stat, but he's top 10. I'll find it. But he's been fantastic for Baltimore. So when I saw that he was the reserve sub for Devers, I was like, dude, good for you. Because you've been absolutely crushing it this year.
Yeah.
Outside of him, I like to see Steven Kwan. Obviously, he was a starter. Yeah, you know, that was kind of a shoe-in
that's
for
a great,
him.
But it's still a great story as a starter, especially in an American league. Like, he's starting next to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Yeah,
it's
huge.
Like, that's pretty great. Mike Trout is usually the third of that dynamic.
Yeah. I would also say that on the NL side, it's exciting seeing Ellie De La Cruz make it.
Of course.
I mean, I think that's...
Future of baseball guys. It's like Bobby Witt in the American League. Like, yeah. Get him in.
Yes, exactly. So having him play in that game and getting voted in, that's great. You know, Paul Skeens, I think that is an amazing story with his rookie year. He's
Give
already one of the best players in the MLB. I would say those are the ones that pop off the page for me because I know that, like, you know, someone from every team has to make it, and we'll get into that here in a bit. Shota is having a great year. Him getting in there, I mean, that was one of those automatic ones that he definitely should be there.
Imanaga's been, I mean, he's struggled a little bit as of late, but he has been so fun this year.
And now that I'm looking at it, as far as reserves goes,
I believe called Rookie of the Year in the National League. Right here, this guy.
And again, I know that every team gets one player, but CJ Abrams for Washington has been amazing for them. So
yeah, I kind of live
happy that he was able to get in there.
I kind of live in a little bit of world with you, Joe. One of my biggest like jazz that I'm about is Seth Lugo in the American League.
Really? He's on my downer list, but okay.
I think Seth Lugo, he is not a flashy pitcher, but he was part of that New York future nucleus of Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, yep. Wheeler, and Lugo. That was supposed to be the future. And Lugo was the one that actually, now I know Harvey and Syndergaard kind of panned out a little bit, but Lugo was the one left for dead. He went on a bunch of different teams. He's been really good for a Kansas City team that is, as I predicted, better than most people thought. And I am really jazzed that he's there. His strikeout rate isn't high. However, he's just been getting it done. He throws 6 innings, gets a quality start, and leaves it to a bullpen that they spend a ton of money on. Seth Lugo is one of my big guys. My other guy is honestly, to Joe's point, as he was talking about with the Nationals, like everybody's got to get somebody in. It's Ryan McMahon in Colorado. Oh. That team is super bad. That team is super bad. He has been great. Yeah. And I don't know what his contract status is, but I have to think at the deadline, if there is somebody that really needs an infielder, he could be had and maybe had on the cheap.
Seattle.
He'd probably strike out 200 times.
Shut up.
Showing up in July.
Hey, they need him bad.
But I just, you know, like what Joe was saying, like somebody that I want to give some love to, he said CJ Abrams. I'm going to say Ryan McMahon. Like, I think he's been really good. And I'm happy. He'll be the only Rocky there. but I'm happy that he's there. And there's a good chance that he goes in because he's a true second baseman. Luis Arraez ain't going in at second base.
Well, you got to wonder how Elias Diaz is feeling for the Rockies. I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure he's happy for his teammate, but also like, dude, he's son of a bitch.
He's an all-star MVP. I think he's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody for me that stuck out was Chris Sale. I know what this is like, seventh or eighth all-star selection.
It's true.
But, you know, after that rebound,
his career was dead.
Exactly. After that rebound following the Boston, it wasn't even that bad, but it was just a crappy, tumultuous locker room time for him. And then subpar results on the field. Good to see him actually getting back to it. And among the first years, I mean, God, there are literally so many guys.
Many first years. And it's really fun. I'll point out, I don't know if you're going to say this, mad love to David Fry.
Yeah.
Mad love to David Fry for Cleveland. Love that he made it.
He's really good. It's nice to see Cleveland getting multiple representatives, as they should. Garrett Crochet for the White Sox. Yeah. Every team needs a rep, but he is deserving.
He is truly, like, he is the only thing that's good about that maybe worst team I've ever seen in my life.
Garrett Crochet, future Oriole.
Maybe. I don't know. Do you have enough to give up future at this point? Dodger. You get Jackson Holliday for
Do
Crochet.
We have enough, buddy? No,
do you do Crochet for Holliday straight up?
No.
No.
See, that's why Holiday's, I'm asking, do you have enough to give up?
Because yes, we have like 80 dudes in the minors that we can give
Holiday
up.
Is Holiday is untouchable. Holiday is untouchable.
And then my last guy, Cole Reagans. I think the other Kansas City inclusion on the
Kansas
pitching
City
side.
Kansas City is good this year.
No, they're starting pitching.
I like what they're building.
Good. Sneaky good. And then
they were good.
Sleeper Kirby Yates. Like, I know he's having a great run in Texas, but got 38, 39-year-old guy. Like, I guess it's nice to see the reward for him. But
I saw Kirby Yates on this list, and I was like, he's still in the league?
Exactly. Yeah, that was kind of like a, okay, throwaway name for me. But good for you. Just, I guess.
Yeah, that's really fun. Well, I got a question to ask. Have you ever seen a team in first place have one all-star starter? We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, 1080 The Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll get into, is this really good team actually not very good? And owner watch, who's the worst owner in baseball? Well, we got a new contender, as we always do, plus fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about the All-Star break, and that will be next week. The game, Home Run Derby on Monday, the game on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll have the Futures game, I believe, is on Sunday, and the stupid celebrity thing will be earlier than that. I don't know.
I used to love watching the celebrity game.
Yeah, me too. And now it's like Kevin Hart and a bunch of people, and Jenny Finch and a bunch of people I've never heard of.
JoJo Siwa. It's like, who?
Yeah, yeah. I don't care. So make sure to tune in to that as baseball takes a little hiatus for the Midsummer Classic. We talked about guys that we were excited to get on the All-Star game, and I do want to talk about this, but open it up for a larger, because it's actually, I have somebody that I'm upset with that didn't make the list that is not a part of this team. But guys, have you ever seen a team leading their division in first place at the All-Star break have one selection? Ever seen that?
I mean, I can't really think
the Guardians got people, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Phillies. Some of it's star power. You know, if the Dodgers are in last place, Shohei's getting in. You know, like, Mookie's getting in even though he's hurt. Like, there are some of those exceptions, but I give you our Seattle Mariners, who have one representative currently in Logan Gilbert, who I would argue should probably start the All-Star game for the American
honestly,
League.
Honestly, yank him. We really don't need any Mariners this year. That whole team is they don't deserve it.
However, I agree.
Shut up.
I agree. But George Kirby's been pretty good this year, and the big one is Munoz. I saw a comparison. Clay Holmes, the closer for the Yankees, is in this All-Star game. And I guarantee you Bochy's going to look at him as the closer. When you put Clay Holmes' numbers up against Munoz, Munoz blows him out in every statistic.
And Munoz has had harder save situations because the Mariners,
because he plays for a crappy team.
Yeah, they're so crappy, he's had to come in and save, like, it's not just an inning, it's 1.1, 1.2 inning save situation.
Is it like a West Coast bias, or do we think we know that the Mariners got, quite frankly, are just not good?
Well, I mean, what hitters are you going to have?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So,
but Stanek's been good.
Not good enough. Actually, he's kind of had to fill the closer role a little bit with Munoz kind of stepping back and forth.
And there's the aging George Kirby.
A couple of times where Stanek got blown up, and I believe Kirby's kind of having a down year, too.
And then you got, what, 8 starting pitchers, 4 relievers that you can have on
George Kirby or Tyler Anderson?
Only got to have
one. At this point, it's Tyler Anderson because Kirby, maybe not a down year, but the Mariners.
What hitter for the Angels are you going to have on there?
That's true. The Mariners have each.
Oh, Hoppy.
When it comes to Luis.
Catchers, baby. Yeah. Catchers, baby.
Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert even, but his numbers don't really reflect this. George Kirby have all each gotten blown up at least twice this year.
I just think it's wild, okay? I was driving in today listening to MLB Network on the radio. Okay, and they were talking about rank the 6 division leaders who you have the most confidence in. And both of them were flip-flopping Milwaukee and Cleveland. And I sat there and listened to it. Now, the other 3 are Baltimore, Philly, and the Dodgers. So I understand that. But they're flip-flopping Cleveland and the Brewers. And I'm like, that is so much disrespect to what Cleveland's doing right now. That's the best bullpen in baseball. Jose Ramirez is going to be a top 5 MVP voter. Kwan is starting.
They were saying
so is Jose. Clase is the closer in the American League.
They were saying those 2 teams they have the least faith in.
Yeah.
Okay, they clearly go to bed at 7 o'clock Eastern time. Then.
Eastern time.
Yeah. Like,
which is 4 o'clock Western time.
I did watch Mariners games living on the East Coast. A 10-10 first pitch start on a Wednesday night.
I would expect you to.
Exactly.
You know, I don't. Not easy, though. I wouldn't think you would go call it an early night when you got the Mariners on TV. Also, another reason why West Coast sports viewing is superior.
Well, let's be real quick then. Is there anybody that you see that hasn't made the All-Star team yet? We'll have some dropouts. Munoz, I think, is going to get in. Somebody's going to drop out and they'll get Munoz in. Is there anybody that you have seen that's not in that you really wanted to see in?
Oh, God. I think just players overall, I think Josh Naylor was having a great season. The average isn't there, but I think as far as hitting goes at
and
first
what
base.
What he means to Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm bummed that I don't see him on the AL roster.
Funny, I'll stick with you at first base, but I'll slide over to the National League. I'm going to go with Christian Walker. The Diamondbacks have not been good this year. They are clearly in a World Series hangover. I'm watching the Diamondbacks and the Braves right now. Gallen's been hit a little bit in the 4th inning, so only 2-0 Braves up over Arizona in the desert. I think Christian Walker is as advertised. And if the Diamondbacks decide to sell at the deadline, Christian Walker is a huge get. If you can afford him,
I would like to see
paging
him.
Seattle
I would
Mariners,
like to see
paging Seattle Mariners.
They're not going to do it.
I would like to see Naylor and Walker both be those 7th and 8th spots in the home run derby.
Ooh.
Ooh. Christian Walker, Josh Naylor.
I would like to have those two be the last two.
Smashing first baseman.
Well, and if they're not going to be on the All Star rosters, have them included in All Star weekend at least.
Looking, Schultz, you got anybody?
I mean, there's not. Looking, I guess I hate to stick in the own in my own division with my Seattle Mariners, but Brent Rooker for the A's sticks out to me. I mean,
yeah,
15
I would
homers,
agree.
Almost 280.
I would
know he's
agree.
On a crappy team, but he's got great numbers. That's what you include in the All-Star game, guys with great numbers, right?
I know, and I feel sometimes guys like Brent Rooker, guys like Munoz, guys like Christian Walker because of Ketel Marte that don't get in. Because they're looking at it like, well, Seattle's got a guy. Oakland's got a guy.
Yeah.
Arizona's got a guy. So we don't got to add. Those are bad teams. We don't got to add, which is funny because one of those is leading their division. But they look at it like, well, we don't got to add it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, We provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have Fair or Foul at the bottom like we always do. Plus, we'll touch on, does this team that I bet on to lose that started to win a lot, are they sucky?
Plus, are they straight cheeks, bro?
Plus a check in on crappy owners, which we love to do in sports. But we're here with the All-Star game that will be, that will be on Tuesday.
A week from now.
That I will record and watch from Anaheim. I will watch it late at night, so don't text me, okay?
I won't. Have you ever been to their stadium in Anaheim?
No, I actually looked into it because we have Disneyland on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then we're staying in Anaheim on Saturday coming home on Sunday. And I was just—I mean, you're Disneyland, so your pocketbook is gone anyway. So what's like five people's outfield seats? They're out of town.
That sucks.
Yeah.
I think you literally just ran into the problem with me going to Arizona in September. I'm going there for 5 days, and they will be out of town the entire time.
The worst part is I think they're in Oakland.
God, yeah, that is even worse.
They might as well just tell the A's, you know what, you're just going to come down here.
I think the Doyers are in town if I looked at it, but driving from Anaheim to L.A. on Saturday, traffic was a hard pass.
The Angel Stadium, I remember going to in 2010. I mean, they got some really big hats outside the stadium, which are kind of cool, like the big Angels hats. It's funny because they actually have the actual sizing, the new era size of the giant metal hats that are outside the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
And they say that they're like 734 5/8". Or something like that.
That's fantastic.
That's pretty funny.
The true new era hat size.
Yes, yes, exactly.
7.5, guilty as charged.
Wearing 7.25 right here.
7.5, 7.375. It
depends
varies
on your hair.
It varies on the hair, the hat, if the sweat has shrunk it down, the moisture a little bit. So.
I did, yeah, with the chubby and high school like shaggy hair, it was a 7.375.
My friends, I look at you and all these people, you know, we love to snubs and blah, blah, blah. But let's be positive here. Is there anybody you saw that made the All-Star game this year that you kind of just looked at and went, you know what? Good for you.
Good for
that. I'm so happy to see that you made it. Is there anybody for you guys that you look at and say, yeah, I'm fully in on this?
Just looking across the rosters and everything. 1, 2, 3, 4 Baltimore players that I'm happy for. Honestly, I will say I'm glad Jordan Westberg made it.
You should. I think that's a real thing.
And I know he's a sub in for Devers, but still he
is. And bias aside, I think that's a great thing to say.
He's had a great year. I think I saw that he's like God, what's the stat? WPA, like winning percentage added or winning, I forget the stat, but he's top 10. I'll find it. But he's been fantastic for Baltimore. So when I saw that he was the reserve sub for Devers, I was like, dude, good for you. Because you've been absolutely crushing it this year.
Yeah.
Outside of him, I like to see Steven Kwan. Obviously, he was a starter. Yeah, you know, that was kind of a shoe-in for
him. But it's still a great story as a starter, especially in an American league. Like, he's starting next to Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like, that's pretty great. Mike Trout is usually the third of that dynamic.
Yeah. I would also say that on the NL side, it's exciting seeing Ellie De La Cruz make it.
Of course.
I mean, I think that's...
Future of baseball guys. It's like Bobby Witt in the American League. Like, yeah. Get him in.
Yes, exactly. So having him play in that game and getting voted in, that's great. You know, Paul Skeens, I think that is an amazing story with his rookie year. He's already one of the best players in the MLB. I would say those are the ones that pop off the page for me, because I know that, like, you know, someone from every team has to make it, and we'll get into that here in a bit. Shota has had a great year, him getting in there. I mean, that was one of those automatic ones that he definitely should be there.
Imanaga's been, I mean, he's struggled a little bit as of late, but he has been so fun this year.
And now that I'm looking at it, as far as reserves goes,
I believe called Rookie of the Year in the National League, right here, this guy.
And again, I know that every team gets one player, but CJ Abrams for Washington has been amazing for them. So,
yeah, I kind of live
happy that he was able to get in there.
I kind of live in a little bit of world with you, Joe. One of my biggest, like, jazz that I'm about is Seth Lugo in the American League.
Really? He's on my downer list, but okay.
I think Seth Lugo, he is not a flashy pitcher, but he was part of that New York future nucleus of Harvey, DeGrom, Syndergaard, Wheeler, and Lugo. That was supposed to be the future. And Lugo was the one that actually, now I know Harvey and Syndergaard kind of panned out a little bit, but Lugo was the one left for dead. He went on a bunch of different teams. He's been really good for a Kansas City team that is, as I predicted, better than most people thought. And I am really jazzed that he's there. His strikeout rate isn't high. However, he's just been getting it done. He throws six innings, gets a quality start, and leaves it to a bullpen that they spend a ton of money on. Seth Lugo is one of my big guys. My other guy is, honestly, to Joe's point, as he was talking about with the Nationals, like, everybody's got to get somebody in. It's Ryan McMahon in Colorado. That team is super bad. He has been great. Yeah. And I don't know what his contract status is, but I have to think at the deadline, if there is somebody that really needs an infielder, he could be had and maybe had on the cheap.
Seattle.
He'd probably strike out 200 times.
Shut up.
Showing up in July.
Hey, they need him bad.
But I just, you know, like what Joe was saying, like somebody that I want to give some love to, he said CJ Abrams. I'm going to say Ryan McMahon. Like, I think he's been really good, and I'm happy. He'll be the only Rocky there, but I'm happy that he's there, and there's a good chance that he goes in because he's a true second baseman. Luis Arraez ain't going in at second base.
Well, you got to wonder how Elias Diaz is feeling for the Rockies. I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure he's happy for his teammate, but also, like, dude, he's son of a bitch.
He's an all-star MVP. I think he's okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody for me that stuck out was Chris Sale. I know what this is, like, seventh or eighth all-star selection.
It's true.
But, you know, after that rebound,
his career was dead.
Exactly. After that rebound following the Boston, it wasn't even that bad, but it was just a crappy, tumultuous locker room time for him, and then subpar results on the field. Good to see him actually getting back to it. And among the first years, I mean, God, there are literally so many guys that
many first years, and it's really fun. I'll point out, I don't know if you're going to say this, mad love to David Fry.
Yeah.
Mad love to David Fry for Cleveland. Love that he made it.
He's really good. It's nice to see Cleveland getting multiple representatives, as they should. Garrett Crochet for the White Sox. Yeah. Every team needs a rep, but he is deserving.
He is truly, like, he is the only thing that's good about that maybe worst team I've ever seen in my life.
Garrett Crochet, future Oriole.
Maybe. I don't know. Do you have enough to give up
future
at this point?
Dodger.
You get Jackson Holliday for
Do
Crochet.
We have enough, buddy?
No, do you do Crochet for Holliday straight up?
No.
No.
See, that's why Holiday's, I'm asking, do you have enough to give up?
Because yes, we have like 80 dudes in the minors that we can give
Holiday
up.
Is untouchable. Holiday is untouchable.
Okay. And then my last guy, Cole Reagans. I think the other Kansas City inclusion on the
Kansas
pitching
City
side.
Kansas City is good this year.
No, they're starting pitching.
I like what they're building.
Good. Sneaky good. And then
they were good.
Sleeper Kirby Yates. Like, I know he's having a great run in Texas, but got 38, 39-year-old guy. Like, I guess it's nice to see the reward for him. But
I saw Kirby Yates on this list, and I was like, he's still in the league?
Exactly. Yeah, that was kind of like a, okay, throwaway name for me. But good for you. Just, I guess.
Yeah, that's really fun. Well, I got a question to ask. Have you ever seen a team in first place have one all-star starter? We'll get to that next. The Hot Corner, Portland sports leader, Tenet of the Fan. Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll get into, is this really good team actually not very good? And Owner Watch, who's the worst owner in baseball? Well, we got a new contender, as we always do, plus fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about the All-Star break, and that will be next week. The game, the Home Run Derby on Monday, the game on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll have the Futures game, I believe, is on Sunday, and the stupid celebrity thing will be earlier than that. I don't know.
I used to love watching the celebrity game.
Yeah, me too, and now it's like it's Kevin Hart and a bunch of people, and Jenny Finch and a bunch of people I've never heard of.
JoJo Siwa. It's like, who?
Yeah, yeah, I don't care. So make sure to tune in to that as baseball takes a little hiatus for the Midsummer Classic. We talked about guys that we were excited to get on the All-Star game, and I do want to talk about this, but open it up for a larger, because it's actually, I have somebody that I'm upset with that didn't make the list that is not a part of this team. But guys, have you ever seen a team leading their division in first place at the All-Star break have one selection?
Quite frankly,
you ever seen that?
I mean, I can't really think.
The Guardians got people, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Phillies. Some of it's star power. You know, if the Dodgers are in last place, Shohei's getting in. You know, like Mookie's getting in even though he's hurt. Like, there are some of those exceptions, but I give you our Seattle Mariners, who have one representative currently in Logan Gilbert, who I would argue should probably start the All-Star game for the American
honestly,
League.
Honestly, yank him. We really don't need any Mariners this year. That whole team is they don't deserve it.
However, I agree.
Shut up.
I agree. But George Kirby's been pretty good this year, and the big one is Munoz. I saw a comparison. Clay Holmes, the closer for the Yankees, is in this All-Star game. And I guarantee you Bochy's going to look at him as the closer. When you put Clay Holmes' numbers up against Munoz, Munoz blows him out in every statistic.
And Munoz has had harder save situations because the Mariners...
Because he plays for a crappy team.
Yeah, they're so crappy, he's had to come in and save, like, it's not just an inning, it's 1.1, 1.2 inning save situation.
Is it like a West Coast bias, or do we think we know that the Mariners got, quite frankly, are just not good?
Well, I mean, what hitters are you going to have?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So,
but Stanek's been good?
Not good enough. Actually, he's kind of had to fill the closer role a little bit with Munoz kind of stepping back and forth.
And there's the aging George Kirby.
A couple of times where Stanek got blown up, and I believe Kirby's kind of having a down year, too.
And then you got, what, 8 starting pitchers, 4 relievers that you can have on
George Kirby or Tyler Anderson?
Only got to have
one. At this point, it's Tyler Anderson because Kirby, maybe not a down year, but the Mariners.
What hitter for the Angels are you going to have on
there?
That's
true. The Mariners have each.
Oh, Hoppy.
When it comes to Luis.
Catchers, baby. Yeah. Catchers, baby.
Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert even, but his numbers don't really reflect this. George Kirby have all each gotten blown up at least twice this year.
I just think it's wild, okay? I was driving in today listening to MLB Network on the radio. Okay, and they were talking about rank the 6 division leaders who you have the most confidence in. And both of them were flip-flopping Milwaukee and Cleveland. And I sat there and listened to it. Now, the other 3 are Baltimore, Philly, and the Dodgers. So I understand that. But they're flip-flopping Cleveland and the Brewers. And I'm like, that is so much disrespect to what Cleveland's doing right now. That's the best bullpen in baseball. Jose Ramirez is going to be a top 5 MVP voter. Kwan is starting.
They were saying
so is Jose. Clase is the closer in the American League.
They were saying those 2 teams they have the least faith in.
Yeah.
Okay, they clearly go to bed at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
Like,
which is 4 o'clock Western time.
I did watch Mariners games living on the East Coast. A 10-10 first pitch start on a Wednesday night.
I would expect you to. I wouldn't think you would go call it an early night when you got the Mariners on TV. Also, another reason why West Coast sports viewing is superior.
Well, let's be real quick then. Is there anybody that you see that hasn't made the All-Star team yet? We'll have some dropouts. Munoz, I think, is going to get in. Somebody's going to drop out and they'll get Munoz in. Is there anybody that you have seen that's not in that you really wanted to see in?
Oh, God. I would have to. I mean, again, I think just players overall, I think Josh Naylor was having a great season. The average isn't there, but I think as far as hitting goes at
and
first
what
base.
What he means to Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm bummed that I don't see him on the AL roster.
Funny, I'll stick with you at first base, but I'll slide over to the National League. I'm going to go with Christian Walker. The Diamondbacks have not been good this year. They are clearly in a World Series hangover. There's, you know, I'm watching the Diamondbacks and the Braves right now. Gallen's been hit a little bit in the fourth inning. So only 2-0 Braves up over Arizona in the desert. I think Christian Walker is as advertised. And if the Diamondbacks decide to sell at the deadline, Christian Walker is a huge get if you can afford him.
I'd like to see
paging
him.
Seattle
I would
Mariners,
like to see
paging Seattle Mariners.
They're not going to do it.
I would like to see Naylor and Walker both be those seventh and eighth spots in the home run derby.
Ooh.
Ooh. Christian Walker, Josh Naylor.
I would like to have those two be
Ooh,
the last
be
two.
Hey,
little
if they're
big
not smashing first baseman.
Well, and if they're not going to be on the all-star rosters, have them included in all-star weekend at least.
Looking, Schultz, you got anybody?
I mean, there's looking. I guess I hate to stick in the own in my own division with my Seattle Mariners, but Brent Rooker for the A's sticks out to me. I mean,
yeah,
15
I would
homers,
agree.
Almost 280.
I would
know
agree.
He's on a crappy team, but he's got great numbers. That's what you include in the All-Star game, guys with great numbers, right?
I know, and I feel sometimes guys like Brent Rooker, guys like Munoz, yeah, guys like Christian Walker because of Ketel Marte, that don't get in. Because they're looking at it like, well, Seattle's got a guy. Oakland's got a guy.
Yeah.
Arizona's got a guy. So we don't got to add. Those are bad teams. We don't got to add, which is funny because one of those is leading their division. But they look at it like, well, we don't got to add anybody because we already got our one delegate. This isn't when, you know, this isn't when. You remember that? Who was the first baseman for the Royals? Kind of like a big fat guy, first baseman.
Billy Butler.
Yeah. Billy
I was
just Butler.
Thinking
thank
him before you even brought
Billy
him up.
Butler Billy made Butler. The All-Star
Solid
game.
Solid goatee.
For the former first Mariner. For the first year that everyone had to have a representative, everybody's like, this guy's terrible. But Brent Rooker, Mason Miller,
yeah,
those are two deserved All-Stars. Logan Gilbert, Anthony Munoz, deserved All-Stars. Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, deserved All-Stars. Let's kick that S out of here and give guys that need to get in to get in.
You know what's bizarre is Billy Butler feels like he's been out of the league for 10 years. It says here on Google he's only 38.
Yeah, I believe
he was about to come
Mariners
to my high school reunion.
His last year was 2016.
Was that with Seattle or did he go back to
his
Kansas
last
City?
Year? He hasn't played
in eight seasons
for 8 years, and he's a year younger than me.
He stopped playing at 30.
Welcome to MLB, guys. So many players have great
Meanwhile,
starts.
Verlander is still kicking it around.
Off.
Yikes. All right. Well, that's the All-Star game. They'll be for you on Tuesday. Home Run Derby on Monday, and we'll be here next week. Well, Joe and Schultz will be here next week to talk to you about the All-Star game as it's going live. Maybe I'll call in. Tell you what, Joe. Maybe I'll
not
call in.
You will not.
Maybe I will. I've done it in the past.
No, you haven't.
Maybe I will.
You have not called in the past.
All right.
I should have called you guys when I was sitting inside of Fenway for a two-hour rain delay while you guys were on the air. I should have done it. I don't know why I didn't.
Should have done it. Should have done it. All right, when we come back, is this really good team actually really bad plus bad management and fair or foul? We got a loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot corner today to the Fan.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up in the second hour of the Hot Corner, we'll get into, is this really good team actually not very good? And owner watch, who's the worst owner in baseball? Well, we got a new contender, as we always do, plus fair or foul at the bottom of the hour. We're talking about the All-Star break, and that will be next week. The game, the Home Run Derby on Monday, the game on Tuesday. I'm sure we'll have the Futures game, I believe, is on Sunday, and the stupid celebrity thing will be earlier than that. I don't know.
I used to love watching the celebrity game.
Yeah, me too. And now it's like Kevin Hart and a bunch of people, and Jenny Finch and a bunch of people I've never heard of.
JoJo Siwa. It's like, who?
Yeah. I don't care. So make sure to tune in to that as baseball takes a little hiatus for the Midsummer Classic. We talked about guys that we were excited to get on the All-Star game, and I do want to talk about this, but open it up for a larger, because it's actually, I have somebody that I'm upset with that didn't make the list that is not a part of this team. But guys, have you ever seen a team leading their division in first place at the All-Star break have one selection?
Have you
ever seen that?
I mean, I can't really think.
The Guardians got people, the Yankees, the Orioles, the Phillies. Some of it's star power. You know, if the Dodgers are in last place, Shohei's getting in. You know, like Mookie's getting in even though he's hurt. Like, there are some of those exceptions, but I give you our Seattle Mariners, who have one representative currently in Logan Gilbert, who I would argue should probably start the All-Star game for the American
honestly,
League.
Honestly, yank them. We really don't need any Mariners this year. The whole team is they don't deserve it.
However, I agree.
Shut up.
I agree. But George Kirby's been pretty good this year, and the big one is Munoz. I saw a comparison. Clay Holmes, the closer for the Yankees, is in this All-Star game. And I guarantee you Bochy's going to look at him as the closer. When you put Clay Holmes' numbers up against Munoz, Munoz blows him out in every statistic.
And Munoz has had harder save situations because the Mariners...
Because he plays for a crappy team.
Yeah, they're so crappy, he's had to come in and save, like, it's not just an inning, it's 1.1, 1.2 inning save situations.
Is it like a West Coast bias, or do we think we know that the Mariners got, quite frankly, are just not good?
Well, I mean, what hitters are you going to have?
Yeah, exactly.
True.
So,
but Stanek's been good?
Not good enough. He's kind of had to fill the closer role a little bit with Munoz kind of stepping back and forth.
And the aging George Kirby.
A couple of times where Stanek got blown up, and I believe Kirby's kind of having a down year too.
And then you got what? 8 starting pitchers, 4 relievers that you can have on
George Kirby or Tyler Anderson?
Only got to have one.
At this point, it's Tyler Anderson because Kirby, maybe not a down year, but the Mariners.
What hitter for the Angels are you going to have on
there?
That's
true. The Mariners have each.
Oh, Hoppy.
When it comes to Luis.
Catchers, baby. Yeah. Catchers, baby.
Luis Castillo, Logan Gilbert even, but his numbers don't really reflect this. George Kirby have all each gotten blown up at least twice this year.
I just think it's wild, okay? I was driving in today listening to MLB Network on the radio. Okay, and they were talking about rank the 6 division leaders, who you have the most confidence in, and both of them were flip-flopping Milwaukee and Cleveland, and I sat there and listened to it. Now, the other 3 are Baltimore, Philly, and the Dodgers, so I understand that, but they're flip-flopping Cleveland and the Brewers, and I'm like, that is so much disrespect to what Cleveland's doing right now. That's the best bullpen in baseball. Jose Ramirez is going to be a top five MVP voter. Kwan is starting.
They were saying
so is Jose. Clase is the closer in the American League.
They were saying those two teams they have the least faith in.
Yeah.
Okay, they clearly go to bed at 7 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah. Which is 4 o'clock Western time.
I did watch Mariners games living on the East Coast. A 10-10 first pitch start on a Wednesday night.
I would expect you to. I wouldn't think you would go call it an early night when you got the Mariners on TV. Also, another reason why West Coast sports viewing is superior.
Well, let's be real quick then. Is there anybody that you see that hasn't made the All-Star team yet? We'll have some dropouts. Munoz, I think, is going to get in. Somebody's going to drop out and they'll get Munoz in. Is there anybody that you've seen that's not in that you really wanted to see in?
Oh, God. I would have to. I mean, again, I think just players overall, I think Josh Naylor was having a great season. The average isn't there, but I think as far as hitting goes at
and
first base.
And what he means to Cleveland.
Yeah. I'm bummed that I don't see him on the AL roster.
Funny, I'll stick with you at first base, but I'll slide over to the National League. I'm going to go with Christian Walker. The Diamondbacks have not been good this year. They are clearly in a World Series hangover. I'm watching the Diamondbacks and the Braves right now. Gallen's been hit a little bit in the fourth inning. So only 2-0 Braves up over Arizona in the desert. I think Christian Walker is as advertised. And if the Diamondbacks decide to sell at the deadline, Christian Walker is a huge get. If you can afford him,
I'd like to see
paging
him.
Seattle
I would
Mariners,
like to see
paging Seattle Mariners.
They're not going to do it.
I would like to see Naylor and Walker both be those seventh and eighth spots in the home run derby.
Ooh.
Christian Walker, Josh Naylor.
I would like to have those two be
the last two.
Smashing
first baseman.
Well, and if they're not going to be on the All-Star rosters, have them included in All-Star weekend at least.
Schultzy, you got anybody?
I mean, I hate to stick in the own in my own division with my Seattle Mariners, but Brent Rooker for the A's sticks out to me. I mean,
yeah,
15
I would agree.
Homers, almost 280.
I know he's
on a crappy team, but he's got great numbers. That's what you include in the All-Star game, guys with great numbers, right?
I know, and I feel sometimes guys like Brent Rooker, guys like Munoz, guys like Christian Walker because of Ketel Marte that don't get in. Because they're looking at it like, well, Seattle's got a guy. Oakland's got a guy.
Yeah.
Arizona's got a guy. So we don't got to add. Those are bad teams. We don't got to add, which is funny because one of those is leading their division. But they look at it like, well, we don't got to add anybody because we already got our one delegate. This isn't when, you remember that? Who was the first baseman for the Royals? Kind of like a big fat guy, first baseman.
Billy Butler.
Yeah. Billy
just
Butler,
thinking
thank
him
you.
Before you even brought
Billy
him up.
Butler Billy made Butler. The All-Star
solid
game.
Solid goatee.
For the first year that everyone had to have a representative, everybody's like, this guy's terrible. But Brent Rooker, Mason Miller, those are two deserved All-Stars. Logan Gilbert, Anthony Munoz, deserved All-Stars. Ketel Marte, Christian Walker, deserved All-Stars. Let's kick that S out of here and give guys that need to get in to get in.
You know what's bizarre is Billy Butler feels like he's been out of the league for 10 years. It says here on Google he's only 38.
Yeah, I believe he
was about to come
Mariners
to my high school reunion.
His last year was 2016.
Was that with Seattle or did he go back to
Kansas
City?
His last year, he hasn't played
in 8 seasons
for 8 years and he's a year younger than me.
He stopped playing at 30.
Welcome to MLB, guys. So many players have great
Meanwhile,
starts.
Verlander is still kicking it around.
Off.
Yikes. All right, well, that's the All-Star game. They'll be for you on Tuesday. Home Run Derby on Monday and we'll be here next week. Well, Joe and Schultzy will be here next week to talk to you about the All-Star game as it's going live. Maybe I'll call in. Tell you what, Joe. Call in.
You will not.
Maybe I will. I've done it in the past.
No, you haven't.
Maybe I will.
You have not called in the past.
All right.
I should have called you guys when I was sitting inside of Fenway for a 2-hour rain delay while you guys were on the air. I should have done it. I don't know why I didn't.
Should have done it. Should have done it. All right. When we come back, is this really good team actually really bad plus bad management and fair or foul? We got a loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. Hot corner today, the fan.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.